All right, y'all, welcome back to the Tyson James podcast. This is my first podcast of 2023, and today is January the 23rd, and the year has already been a wild ride. So, you know, a lot on this podcast, I tell people to chase their dreams, chase their goals, and go after things that they want. And a lot of people do this for a noble cause. You know, I believe that most people out there chasing their goals, chasing their dreams, you know, they're inspired by, you know, others. You know, you can't really have enough fuel to go after your goals and dreams if it's only for you. Because once adversity hit, if it's only for you, you know, you're going to stop. And the crazy part is sometimes the people that you are going after your goals and dreams for are the very people that will doubt you, that will not support you, that will say ludicrous things about you. And I'm here to tell you, man, it is heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking when you find out that the people that you love and the people you decided that you wanted to assist have a better life are the exact same people that will doubt you and not support you. So this is to all the dream chasers, to the people with the ultimate faith. You know, I'm here to tell you, you know, for those of you that's just getting started on your journey, the support will be minimum, if any. But if you have something that's in your heart, something that your heart desires to do, to accomplish, there will be roadblocks, there will be adversities, there will be people that's going to backstab you. There's going to be people that call you crazy. There are people that will call you dumb. But if it's truly in your heart, none of that is going to stop you. In 2023, let's not make no excuses for why we're not living on purpose and why we are not going to accomplish our ultimate goals and our ultimate dreams. So now that I said that, I wanted to say this too. Yo, it's crazy. It is crazy, bro. Like, I'm black. Most of y'all know that. I'm African-American male. From obscurity, which means I'm from the projects, which means I'm from poverty. And where I'm from, mostly everybody has a poverty mindset. So, you know, I've been doing my, you know, I've been building my business for about 6 years now. And the higher that I go up, I see that the way that the game is being played, the game is not being played on an individual level. My counterparts, my competition, my direct competition are white families, Indian families, Asian families. You don't see too many black or browns where I'm at. And when I'm struggling, when I'm having issues and I need to go and get help and I go to my family does not help because my family does not understand what's going on. And when I'm talking to my competition, when I'm talking to my counterparts, they're my age. And when they hit adversity, the stories that I hear about how they turn to their family and their parent or parents let them use their credit, or their parents had good credit and they was already tethered to their parents' credit account since they've been 18, and their parents pay all their bills, and they started the game with an 850 credit score, and they have access to basically unlimited funds because their credit is good, so they don't have cash flow issues, and they don't have these type of issues that a person like myself will have. At times, it does get discouraging, and it feels like the game is rigged because they have these certain things in place. Parents already come from money. Parents already have access to this or access to that. Their grandfathers, their great-grandfathers, their great-great-grandfathers. You know, some of these people, they've been doing, they have businesses. They've been had businesses since way back in the day, and their people been put them on to credit and trusts and, you know, how to play the stock market, you know, how to leverage their credit, how to use other people's money, how to do all these different things. So, you know, in my position, I didn't start with any of that. We're starting behind the eight ball, but you know, I said all of that to say this. No matter what, for myself, and I hope that other entrepreneurs out there are listening, other people out there who want to get to it are listening, other millionaires in the making are listening. Regardless of what the adversities is and regardless of what the competition is doing, we're going to make it because that's the goal. And nothing, and I do repeat, nothing is going to stop us from accomplishing the goals that we set out. The goals that we set out was to become independently wealthy, to be able to create wealth and pass wealth on to our children. The goal is to become an aristocratic family. The goal is to become industrialists. These are the goals. These are the targets. And when I started this 6 years ago, I knew that it was going to be hard. I knew that it was going to be an uphill battle. But now we got to a certain point on the mountain. The challenges, the adversities have become a lot more rigorous. And when you turn around and you don't see no support and you don't see no help, that exhilaration can quickly turn into fear. But I'm telling you, for myself, I'm built different. I'm built different. I'm Monique's son. My mom has put something in me. My mother has planted a seed in me. And before I turn around and go back down the mountain to be average or to not try, I will die first. I will die first. So no matter what's against me, no matter who's against me, I know that I will succeed. While others are laughing now, I know that I will have the last laugh. I want to back it up just a little bit because I do have some support. 95% of my 95% of my support comes from the network that I built. This is another thing that I want young black kids to know. You gotta make connections. You can't only be connected to people in your neighborhood or people that look like you, because a lot of times those same people don't want to see you succeed. It's the crab in the bucket mentality. So a lot of times when I face difficulties and challenges, the people in my neighborhood, they can't support me no way, because they have no idea what's going on at this point in the mountain. So I want to give a huge shout out to the whole network. I want to give a huge shout out to the whole network. And there's hundreds of you, but I do want to highlight a select few today. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Don Anderson, who has always been there for me. I met him about 10 years ago at 5 a.m. Shooting hoops, playing basketball. He's an older gentleman, and man, when I call, he not only does he answer the call, but he gives me, rather it's hooking me up with somebody, or if it's him doing something personally for me, he's right there. I want to give a huge shout out to him. Thank you. Thank you. Could not be where we are today without your words of encouragement and, you know, giving me the credit game and talking to me about credit cards, leverage, all these different type of things. Thank you, brother. Thank you. He's not, I called him a brother because he's African American, but, you know, seriously, he's more like an uncle to me. Thank you, Uncle Don. Also, I want to give a huge shout out to Pierre, my boy Pierre. P, I know you listening. Thank you. P has been very influential as well. He is a pastor of his own church. He is a real estate mogul. He is a excellent father, a fine family man. And, you know, he does so many other things. I want to give a huge shout out. He has purchased books for me to read and get game on and draw that knowledge from. He actually got me some books that I needed at particular times that has been monumental to the things that we have been doing over here at Wealth Practices. I want to give a huge shout out to my boy Pierre. I love you. Also, I want to give another shout out to my boy JR. I mean, we've been friends since high school, and the things that he has offered in a time of need has been much appreciated. Although we didn't go that route, just the fact that he would be there for me in that capacity speaks volumes. Again, it's a special shout out to my boy JR. Jordan, I don't want to put your whole government on here because who knows. But thank you. Also, one of my biggest supporters, Creola Still, who there is no way in hell we are in the position that we are in today and have accomplished the things that we have accomplished without your support. There is no way that I will be in the position that I am in today if it wasn't for this wonderful woman who has supported all of my goals, dreams, and ideas. not just with her words, but also with her cash. Cha-ching. She has invested heavily into my goals, dreams, and ideas. And there are so many other people who have supported me and have been there for me throughout this journey. And like I said, it's hundreds of you. And I get to thank most of y'all on a regular basis. Everyone who has done anything for me, it is greatly appreciated, especially the people who have come through in the time of need. Thank you. I want to give a huge shout out to just everyone in my network who I can call, who is there to assist me in projects or hooking me up with other people or just being there sometimes just to listen. I love you all dearly. And because of that, I will never stop. I will have to get literally kicked off the mountain and die before I give up. I will never surrender. I will never cower. I will always look adversity in the face and strive on. You can't hurt me. You can't kill me. I've already been through too much. I've already seen too much. I've already tasted too much to stop now. So from this point on, the only way is up. It's 2023, January 23rd. And already in this short year, the pendulum has swung from this way to that way. I started the year off, and it's only been 23 days in a year. I started the year off tremendously, only to take a gut shot, only for things to basically unravel. But the pendulum has swung the opposite way already. We are already, we've already overcome this adversity so fast. Also, shout out to my boy Phil up in Bridgeton, who I met also 10 years ago. This is what I'm saying. So look, let me tell y'all something. When you got a network, okay? When you got, everybody has a phone. Okay, I've been going through stuff. In the past 2 weeks, I've probably called at least maybe 150 people in my phone, 150 contacts. I'm sitting on my phone and I'm calling MVPs. I got valuable numbers in my phone. Most of the people is answering my call. The people want to help because they know who I am. The people that I wanted to help don't help, but the other people help. You know, it's crazy to me that these other people, my contacts, the people in my phone, are in support of the things that I do, because a lot of them want to see me win. Because I'm young, I'm black, and I'm doing something different. So I have the support from the people that's in my contacts, but the people that I grew up with, I don't have their support. They just watching, hoping that I fall. That's the way that it seems. They watching me go higher and higher, hoping that I fall. I've learned a valuable lesson this year. I'm no longer going to ever ask these people for help again. I will continue to utilize my network that I built over time. I just want to tell the young black boys out there, the young black girls out there, that you gotta stop looking at people that you don't know with a screwed up face. I've met so many different people. I'm 36 years old. I've met so many different people over the last 20 years. I'm calling contacts from 20 years ago that I've made a great connection with, and they are willing to assist, not only with their words, but with their actions. I appreciate y'all so much. And you got to utilize your network. There's no point in getting people's phone numbers, contacting them, calling them, talking to them about gossip and bullshit. Nah, you got to get some winners in your phone. And one of my friends was telling me that she has some loser friends. You got to get rid of them because they're dead weight. The people that's in my network that I can call, you know, because up on that mountain, the oxygen is thin up there. So you're going to need oxygen. The people that's in my contact list that I've been reaching out to, that I've been calling, is like oxygen. It's like oxygen. They are like oxygen. I'm still going up the mountain and I could breathe properly because the people that's in my phone is like oxygen, and they want to see me win, and they assisting in the things that I'm doing. So I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And my main point of this whole podcast today is that you network, and don't ever be afraid to call those people in your phone after you've built a healthy relationship and ask them for things. Oh yeah, my network called me too and asked me for things, and I love to be of service to those people. There's nothing that makes me happier than when these people call me and I could do something for them. Nothing makes me happier than when somebody in my network calls me for something and I can provide the solution to whatever problem that it is. Rather, it's me reaching out to somebody else in my network that they don't know, or rather, I'm the direct problem solver. See, also in the network, you can't, this is not like I'm using people because they using me. You have to become valuable. You have to spend time making yourself better. You know, all this playing video games, going to clubs, partying, chilling, hanging around people who ain't doing shit, it's not gonna get you nowhere. It's not gonna get you nowhere. I stopped playing video games 15 years ago because I realized I'm not gonna be a professional Madden player. It's not gonna pay my bills. It's not gonna do anything for me. I haven't played a video game in essentially 15 years because I was tired of being a loser. I was tired of being a winner in the Xbox and loser in the loser in real life. Some of y'all 36 years old and you're a fucking loser, but you're a winner at Madden. You're a winner at Call of Duty. You get on that fucking game and you play all day long. You're a fucking loser. I'm telling you to stop being a loser. Stop being a loser. Add value to your own life. Learn something. Write something. Learn how to speak. Learn how to speak. Learn how to communicate. Read. You don't know everything. Whatever problem that you have, somebody's already wrote about it. And let's not get this misconstrued, because even the things that people write is not going to fit in your life a lot of times like a puzzle. It's just a guide. It's just information that's going to assist you and help you get better. So instead of playing a video game for 4 hours, why don't you get the information you need in 4 hours that's going to help you move yourself to another level? Everybody want to go to another level, but ain't nobody willing to do what it's going to take to get them to another level. You're a fucking loser. It's time to be a winner. We don't have no time. Okay, we don't have no time. And to, I also wanted to talk about this. And to the black families out there, for the ones that's not together, you need to wake the fuck up, because this is not an individual game. This is not a local game. This is a global game. And people are playing with their families. Sometimes it takes 200 people to build one thing. Sometimes it takes 200 people to build one thing. A lot of the families now, they're being broken down more and more and more and more and more. And everybody is only looking out for their own selves. Everybody's turning into an individual. Well, let me tell you something. You cannot compete with a family as an individual. You cannot compete with a family as an individual. You're going to get ran the fuck over. Because they come in with 20, you come in with one. Everybody knows something different. You like a Swiss army knife as an individual. Meanwhile, they got tanks, they got bazookas, they got grenades, they got RPGs, they got helicopters, they got hospitals, they got grocery stores, they got medical assistance. All you got is a Swiss army knife as an individual. And although it may be useful, but if you have to go into battle with the family with the Swiss army knife, and they have fucking tanks, airplanes, and RPGs, and hospitals, and grocery stores, and resources, and all that shit, you're gonna get ran the fuck over. So what I'm really trying to say is, black people, stop fucking separating yourself from your family. Stop looking at your family like you better than them. Y'all need to come together and get a game plan so y'all can win. This is a global game now. If you're not aware, look at the economy. Look at how everything is going up. And all you hear is black people complaining about gas prices, this, that, and the third. You don't hear Indian people complaining about that. You don't hear Chinese people complaining about that. You don't hear none of these other ethnic groups complaining about that, because they're playing the game as a group. A lot of black people are only playing as individuals. That's why it's so hard. When you are a lone individual and you're playing a global game, wow, it's hard to compete. And I'm saying this from experience. You know, it's hard to compete. And the only reason why I specifically can't compete the way that I can compete is because of the network that I built. If it wasn't for these relationships to help bridge the gap for some of these things, I would not be where I'm at today. But I'm telling you, it's hard, and it's getting more and more challenging. But if I had 20 people going in the same direction that I was going, just like other families have 20 people, 50 people, 100 people, 200 people going in the same direction, that's why shit looks smooth for them. That's why you got 16-year-old kids in certain groups. When they graduate in high school, they going right into a Mercedes-Benz. They going right into home ownership. Since birth, they already had $1 million life insurance policy. They come in wealthy. They're born into wealth. And if at the beginning of this podcast, I told you I was born into poverty, obscurity. But the goal is to cross over. The goal is for my kids to be wealthy, to be aristocrats. That's what our goals are. So it would be much easier if I had a family. You know, and I do have a family. I was born into a big family, but they're all individuals. Everybody's playing on an individual level. We're not strategizing. We're not playing together. People looking at people funny. There's a lot of haters around here. Don't nobody want to see nobody do good. Everybody want to be number one. But we don't got the correct information. Nobody, I'm not going to say nobody, because there's a few of us. Shout out to 3 Milli. Shout out to Lush. Shout out to Mark. Shout out to Utsian Sun Landscaping. Shout out to MME. Shout out to, you know, all the individuals in this family. that has a business that's trying something different. But as a collective, if we were all going in one direction, we would be a force to be reckoned with. But we chose to be individuals. Once one of us get up, we choose to look down on the other ones instead of pulling somebody up. But see me, I've been the black sheep of the family. I was born a black sheep. I was born a black sheep on both sides of my family. My mom's side of the family didn't like me because I had a father. Seems like my father's side of the family didn't like me because my mother kept me a certain type of way. And I'm going to uphold that for my mother. I'm never going to slip down. I'm always going to do as best as I can. I'm always going to represent my mom in a certain type of light because that's what she wanted. My mom wanted me to have a better life, and I knew that. My mom made sacrifices for me to have a better life. So I'm always going to represent my mother a certain type of way. I'm always going to do the best that I can. I'm always going to work harder than I'm supposed to work. I'm always going to do the best that I can do. When I don't know something, I'm going to pick up a book. I'm going to spend my time studying. Last year, 2022, I read 11 books. A lot of people in my culture don't even read or can't read. And I just wanted to list or say some of the names of the books that I completed last year, something that I'm very proud of. Hold on 1 second. I'm pulling it up. I'm going into my library. Okay. I read The Economist last year. The Chief Financial Officer, that's one book. Also read Credit Secrets, Freight Brokerage Startup, The Laws of Human Nature, Lords of Easy Money, Mastery, The Big Change, The New World Order, Speaking to Influence, just to name a few. So, you know, we got to get better as a culture. And I hope that somebody, one person out there, really understand where I'm coming from and what I'm saying. A lot of people are looking to misunderstand what I'm saying. That's fine. Share the podcast. Share the episode. Like my man said, take the pictures. Take the pictures. Yeah. And if you was offended by anything that I had to say, then you already know what it is then. You know what I mean? But until the next time, I will be doing more podcasts because that's what people ask of me. I've been busy trying to build the company. One of the hardest things that I've ever done, registered, tax ID, all my paperwork. My paperwork is good. My freedom, my paperwork is good. My shit is legit. You know what I'm saying? This ain't that. It's not no sideshow. This shit is real. Building a business by yourself is the hardest thing that you will ever have to do. And our business is national, international. Not only are we doing business here in the United States, we're also doing business outside of the United States. This is a international thing. And I know people in my family, they don't believe it, but they don't have to believe it. You know, I am building a multi-million dollar business. All right. And I mean, that's it. You know, this is my dream, my idea. I haven't got any. I did not get a lot of support. I'm not going to say any. Because my aunt Gloria Jean did contribute $50 to the cause. And, you know, if there's anybody else in my family that's contributed to the cause, I don't want to X you out. You know, it's certain people that contributed, but most of my family look at me like I'm crazy. So in 2023, I'm going to be a ghost. The most that you're going to hear from me for some of you is only on this podcast. Because I've learned a huge lesson in 2023 already. The people that I want to support me, they don't support me. They at the bottom of the mountain, looking up at me, placing bets on when I'm going to fall. And I understand that now. The only way that I'm going to fall or come back down is dead. I'm going to the top of Mount Everest. And I don't care what anybody has to say about it. This is for my descendants. And I thought that this was going to be bigger than that, but I can see people don't even want me to be up here this far. They want me to be a fucking, no disrespect, but they want me to be a janitor. They want me to make $15 an hour. If I made $15 an hour and I was selling drugs on the side and I was cheating on my wife on the side, then I would have more support. But I'm trying to do the right things. I don't cheat on my wife. I don't cheat on my family. I don't do those type of things because it's a waste of time and it's not going to build anything. It's actually going to destroy. Don't get caught. Know what I mean? You know, you saying that you're a noble guy, but you ain't doing noble things. You know, and that goes for a lot of you. A lot of y'all got families, and y'all cheating on y'all families, not knowing that if you get caught, that it could be detrimental to your descendants. What is your wife going to think about those actions? What are your children going to think about those actions? And what is the consequence? What is the price that you're going to have to pay if you get caught for those actions? So listen, man, HIV is out there. Herpes is out there. Syphilis is out there. Keep your dick in your pants. Keep your pussy to yourself. And do the right things. It's the Tyson James Podcast.